Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned into Home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly today is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us, yes, you, and you, let us exalt that wonderful name of Jesus together. Truly, I am so excited that you are joining me on today. And I tell you, we are in for just a wonderful treat on today. I have a special guest that's going to be with me on today, and we'll be bringing her on in just a few minutes here. We are looking forward to just another wonderful time in the Lord. And you have joined me here at none other than home at Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment, where you will find us here teaching and sharing victorious principles and empowering God's people through biblical lessons and principles, as well as sharing special guests that's here. We're exploring the theological implication and contextualizing the relevancy for today's living. And I tell you, child of God, we are going to be blessed. In just a moment, we're getting our guests together so that she can come on in just one moment here. And I want to go ahead at this time and perhaps maybe just to share with you a little bit about Dr. Monica, who is going to be our special guest, Dr. Monica Davis. Amen. She is a proud second-generation Pentecostal preacher's kid. Currently, she practices hospital-based internal medicine at Halifax Health Center, Level 2 Trauma Center in the world's most beautiful beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Further, in her practice, she's been practicing also since She has also been practicing since 2003. Monica is a caring about the body and soul and spirit of all of her patients. It is her belief that the healthiness and wholeness are relevant and related. The spiritual condition of a person is of the utmost importance to her as well. And as a child of God, a Christian believer, her medical practice incorporates whole health care. She is a minister of the gospel and a worship leader at her local assembly, Mount Calvary Assembly, also in Daytona Beach. Her father, Dr. Will Potter, M.D., D.D., is the senior pastor. She also worked alongside of her mother, Diana Potter, Ph.D., in administration at the church. She, in spite of her spare time, she enjoyed traveling, fine dining, and spending time with her husband and her daughter. I tell you, it was a tremendous blessing for me to have an opportunity to meet this wonderful woman of God. I was able to sit in one of her sessions that she shared when I was there in Clearwater, Florida, and I was thoroughly blessed by her lesson that she taught about stress on that particular day for the women, and it was a tremendous blessing. So, without any further ado, I would like to introduce to my radio land and to present to others none other than Dr. Monica Davis. Welcome, Dr. Davis.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, well, it is indeed a tremendous blessing having you on today, and it really is a tremendous blessing, as I said just a few minutes ago, to have the wonderful opportunity to meet you, a very fabulous young lady that's doing some great things for the Lord as well out in the corporate world too as well. So would you like to take this time and share just a little bit about the ministry and some of the things that you so love to do?
Yeah, I have been blessed to be a preacher's kid and now a pastor's kid for the last 25 years. I grew up as a second generation uncle. So I really have embraced being involved in ministry. You know, as a PK, you get a chance to do everything from clean up to, you know,
yes,
sing and play instruments and do all kinds of things. So I kind of grew up as that as a lifestyle. Certainly as an adult, I've been able to find my my own ministry and my own role in the kingdom of God, especially in the church, as well as in medicine as well. I feel both of those are part of my gifting and ministry. So primarily I do speak at the church in our women's ministry as well as our youth ministry. And, you know, I think that those are the two main callings that God has given for me to be able to minister and to empower and to help people both in the church and in my practice have been such a blessing to me.
Good. And things, and I was just so blessed to see that you're such a young lady and things, and just have just moved forward in just such a great calling, both in the, I say a corporate, but actually you operate in the medical field, being a medical doctor there at the hospital at Halifax, is it? Halifax Health Center?
Yes. Yes, I work at Halifax Hospital. It's a level 2 trauma center right in the beautiful Daytona Beach area. It is a community hospital. And being that, I do get to see a lot of people from the inner city and the rural community, and I get to encounter lots of different medical cases and families and different backgrounds, and just been able to really be involved in the community through that. The hospital is situated right in the middle of Daytona Beach, and certainly being a part of the city for, 30 years, you know, doing elementary school and middle school and high school here in Daytona, certainly my family is a part of the community. So being able to give back in medicine has been a double blessing for me. I was practicing in Orlando for quite a while and moved to Daytona back home to practice about a year and a half ago.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I asked, and where did your inspiration come from in the medical field?
That is a wonderful question. My personal goal has always been to be in medicine. My father is a practicing physician. He is also an internal medicine physician. His practice is traditional clinic practice with a primary care doctor and following patients, you know, long-term, which is different from my practice, which is hospital-based. But he certainly has been my inspiration for quite a while. He was working at the Air Force Base in Oklahoma. I used to hang out with him and was fascinated by stethoscopes and all that equipment. So that was probably my inspiration. I know that I didn't really have any other educational goals or career goals, so it was certainly a blessing that worked out and God, you know, made some ways and opened doors that I could, you know, continue on my desired career path without interruption.
Good. Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. And that's such an inspiration, again, as I was in your session, you was talking with us about stress. You was just sharing with us. And one of the things that I was really, really impressed and really was blessed by in that session as well is that and also in your bio, as you speak in terms to the wholeness and relating to not only just the body, but also for the soul as well as the spirit, thinking, looking at holistically at the individual. So I thought that was very, very profound in how you also brought it out and things. And at that time, he was talking to us about stress and some of the impact that it can have upon our bodies and things and our, just in our lives itself. And I wanted to know if you didn't mind for just a few minutes, if you didn't mind wanting just to share something, maybe someone's dealing with stress or someone's dealing with those things, but just share just basically a little bit if that, you know, the impact on our lives and things if we just don't let it go.
Yeah, Yeah, stress is certainly a big part of our lives, especially in America. You know, we tend, not only as women, but as, you know, American citizens, have a lot of stress, financial stress, physical stress, health stress, all kinds of stress that basically is causes wear and tear on our bodies and has the ability to really cause a lot of medical problems. I think medicine often treats symptoms with anxiety pills and, you know, heartburn pills, and a lot of those things can be, you know, triggered by stress. Part of my personal practice in the hospital is surprisingly, I get a lot of admissions in the hospital with a lot of women who are stressed out, you know, they start having palpitations, chest pain, and they just really, you know, are worn out. And stress in general will do that to you. I think being able to focus on complete people and not the just symptoms that people are having, but able to, you know, treat the root of the problem is a big part of my mission in healthcare.
Good. And I think that please.
And I think that really can improve quality of life and health in general, which is why I like to talk about wholeness, you know, which, like you said before, is the spirit and body and the mind of men all work together to create an entire person, not just, you know, the physical body that we have.
Right, good, good. And there may be someone out in our audience on today that is aspiring to go back to school and fulfill their education, goal, and their dreams and things, or maybe just even a young lady that is aspiring, because I was so inspired when I met you and things too, have that wonderful opportunity. I have a granddaughter that is aspiring to go back to school to attain, become a doctor. And so if there's something that you can share with them and things that can inspire their hearts or ignite their vision or their passion, their dream to press forward and to attain that dream that they're desiring. Because sometimes people think, oh, well, 10 years, 15 years, that's a long ways, but they're not recognizing that those times really do go by fast.
Yeah, they do go by fast. I think people, when I was away to school, I went away from home to go to school, and I come home, you know, over the break, and people would say, wow, you know, that time went by fast. Of course, me, I felt like, no, it was not going fast, but having been out of school for a while, you know, that definitely did take up a small amount of time in the grand scheme of things. One word that you mentioned, which was very important, is passion. I think without passion, you will have a hard time enduring and pressing forward during hard times to continue to reach your goals and personal dreams. Certainly in medicine or any other graduate field of study, it requires hard work, period, and you have to be able to look beyond the difficulty and know that there is a finish line that you have to cross. And being able to see that and put off immediate gratification and being able to press forward despite circumstances or stress, like we talked about, you know, is what passion does. Passion pushes you forward. There are a lot of people who have, you know, ideas and hopes and dreams without the drive. It's difficult to reach those goals. If I were speaking to young people, young women who had goals and dreams of themselves and visions of themselves in the future, definitely say, put God first. I think God puts things in our hearts and visions and dreams that are for us, and we often get sidetracked, you know, with cares of this world and with, you know, people's words and people's opinions, but what God has for us is for us if we put Him first and put his plan in action. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. That is true. And God's word doesn't lie when we start seeking other things and not God's righteousness, and we become sidetracked. And it's hard to reach our goals in the manner that God has intended for us.
And that is so true. You have to stay focused. And you said something that I thought, Dr. Monica, that you said about becoming sidetracked and things about the opinions of man and opinion of others. You have to really almost like the scriptures say, be like that horse that have blinders on their eyes and staying focused in on what the task is to do and to accomplish that, and just pressing forward into that, along with passion, because passion is going to help you when everything else seems like it's caving in and things
right.
as well.
Yeah.
And things, yes.
Yeah, especially
now, you
women,
said also,
you know, we tend to get sidetracked by a lot of things. You know, number one thing people always think about is guys or, you know, family. And a lot of women have, you know, been able to go back to school after, you know, they've, you know, gotten married and had a family, and then, you know, they're a little bit later in life, but still have that passion drive to continue on and do what the original plan was. That's harder, so it's always easier just to stay focused and keep going before, you know, life and life circumstances happen. So, yeah,
that's so true.
Yeah.
Yes, and that is so true, and things just to keep that passion and keep moving forward, especially as a young person, and things as they have the time and less things to distract them or pull at them or call to them and things, and they have that liberty just to freely to give over to that study and that focus in on those education and things in their schooling. Mm-hmm. Now, mixed with that, with your gifting, you said you did a lot of things with in the ministries that you've seen as being a PK. And for those that don't know what a PK is, that's a pastor's child and things, a pastor's kid and things growing up. And you mentioned the various things that you had the opportunities to do there within your church and the church community. Out of all, what would you say to pinpoint your passion that you just find the greatest of joy of ministering in this aspect and things are flowing in this area of ministry? What would that be, Dr. Monica?
Well, I am very involved in our music ministry and our praise team. I sing on our praise team and am one of the praise leaders at our church. I think that being able to minister in music and help the people in the sanctuary and people of the kingdom of God to come closer into God and worship probably gives me the most fulfillment and is very enjoyable. I enjoy that, you know, and having an 80-hour work week and still making praise team and choir rehearsal, is that
supernatural.
that is God's gift for me. So I make that a priority, you know, because I really enjoy that. I also really enjoy, you know, speaking to young people. We have a dynamic women's ministry, and a lot of times I get to minister through that department. So I would have to pick two things.
Good.
I enjoy that.
I was thinking that same way. I was thinking, I said, you know, it's almost difficult just to pinpoint actually just one thing sometimes. And especially when you,
you've been doing both, you know, a long time, and, you know, you kind of enjoy both of them. So I don't enjoy the cooking and cleanup committee, so that's not my gift. But I don't know, you know, if that is a gift. I think a lot of people just do that. I know growing up as a preacher's kid, you know, you're automatically the cleanup committee, and the toilet brushing committee and repaint the hallway committee and all that good stuff.
You
got to
get this done, committee.
You got to get this done, committee. So, you know,
yes.
You're a little bit older and you can say, no, we let somebody else do that.
Yes. And one of the things is that it's just greatly inspired, and I wanted to share this with my radio land too. People, those that are listening, I had the wonderful opportunity to meet this young lady, and when I say young lady, she is a young lady and things. I don't know her age, but I know she's a young lady and things, and who is a medical physician and things, as well as a woman of God that loves God and the things of God. And just to hearing that after a long week hour work, being able to meet all of the praise and worship practice as well as the choir rehearsal as well, and still yet attain and do her job, but having such great passion for the things of God and things. And most of all, I have to say this, Dr. Monica, is that your humility and reachable and your loving spirit is something that I also was very, very greatly impressed by and at all of the wonderful things that God has called you to do and graced you to do. But most of all, you have a genuine love for God's people and just open arms.
And I think that comes from... Thank you so much for those kind words. I think that mostly comes from growing up in a house with a pastor who is also a doctor. I think a lot of times doctors get a bad rap. Maybe,
yeah.
At least I don't know. They tend to be, you know, a little self-centered and very egotistical as a stereotype. And having my father, you know, be in ministry, which is his calling and his love, to give to people and to realize that the gifts that God gives us are to be given back to people, and the things that we have are to be used for the kingdom of God, not for us to be selfish and to be wanting of, you know, vain glory or earthly accolades and all that stuff. But it really is temporary, and our honor and our reward comes through the kingdom of God from Christ. And having learned that lesson early, you know, it is just a blessing for me to be able to know that, you know, there's a difference between a career and your who you are. You know, you go to work, but your work does not define you. And who you are is a child of God. And in the kingdom of God, those are the things that are eternal.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And I believe, and that is so true, and I could see that being modeled and exuded from your life when I didn't even know that, you know, before I even seen you, I didn't even know that you was a physician, but just the way you carried yourself and things and just seeing you just reachable, touchable, to be able to interact with you as well and things, I thought that that was just so gracious and so kind of you and just something special in things and being very special for the kingdom of God to do kingdom business as well as being able to be blessed to minister the medicine or as a physician in that arena as well and still yet be reachable to God's people too and things. And you just carry that persona of just God's love and his humility and his gracious kindness.
Well,
and so that's why I was just so impressed.
Mm-hmm.
I was very, very impressed by this young lady, and I just want to share that with the radio land because that's why I felt so gracious and impressed to be able to share this beautiful gift. Amen. As she said, that she's a second generation of Pentecostal preacher's child. Amen. And that she's also an internal medicine. That's what she practiced there in Daytona Beach at the Hollyfax Hospital Medical Health Center there. And just wonderful things that you have done, especially growing up in the house of the Lord and things, because sometimes people grow up in the house of the Lord and they can come out bitter and things, but for just to be, you know, because of so many different things that they have to go through and things,
yeah,
actually, or see or so many things that they have to do, as you graciously said, being able to learn how to do various things in the house of the Lord, but just the being taught and things and shared and modeled and things like that of loving all God's people, and that we are to give our gift back to the house of the Lord and give it back to the people of God too as well. And you stated earlier too in our conversation, it's giving back unto the community, not only you but your entire family as well as the church. And that comes from the great man and woman of God that I'm sure that God has blessed you to grow up under their leadership and their love and things as their your parents and things. Did you want to say anything at this particular time in regards about your parents at this time, Dr. Monica?
Oh, yeah. I always like to talk about my parents. I had great parents. my parents are from Mississippi, and we come from a really big, close-knit family. And one of the things my mom always taught us was that, you know, family comes first. And definitely being a PK and, you know, being a Potter, which is my maiden name, has been that family comes first. We stick together. We help each other. We hold each other's hands. You know, no matter what, we stick together. So I thank them really for putting that in me. I know that that's helped with my family, my husband and my daughter, and being able to, you know, stick together and,
yeah,
you know, being able to know how to lean on somebody and depend on somebody and knowing that, you know, they got your back, you know, the
yeah.
best they can, as much as they can. So I definitely appreciate
exactly.
that.
Good.
We had a lot of good family time. We used to take a lot of road trips and get to know each other and have family dinner, and we still do on Sunday, you know, most Sundays try to have a family dinner with all my sisters married and her family and my parents, and I have a brother. We, you know, make sure we get the family time in. So
wonderful.
We keep it together.
Good.
And so I appreciate them for doing that.
Good. And that's profound, and that's something good that we could even share and just to encourage those, our listeners on today, and things, and remember also your family even as you're moving forward, because so many times when we're flowing in ministry, we just out there flowing and things, and sometimes we have to create that time and that space or set aside a special time.
Yeah, definitely.
Just so that you can have a family.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think that's very important. Sometimes we get so busy and caught up, and, you know, especially, you know, pastors or ministers or people, you know, in healthcare also get so caught up in giving to other people, strangers, that we neglect our family, and
mm-hmm.
you know, that if the family comes first, and that's very important, because your family, you know, God puts you in the family as you know, for a reason. Nobody
that's
is by themselves.
True.
A
that
lot of people,
so
you know, have a birth family. Some people have adoptive family. You know, some people have friends that are family because of whatever circumstances they had. But,
that's
you know,
true.
People naturally seek out a group of people as a nuclear group to, you know, have a support system. So
that's
very
so
important.
True. That is so true. That is so true. Because I appreciate how you brought out, too, that there are very sometimes circumstances that maybe warrant that family, natural family or family of origin are not together, but there's been creative families that we have created or God bless us to be able to come into that we can maintain and protect that time and things that we share with each other and don't forget those special times and moments. And things to be
yeah.
able to share and keep that bond together. No matter how busy we get, we should have some time for that family.
Absolutely, some time for that family is, you know, very important. You know, mm-hmm. Jesus made time for his family, and he went to his family wedding. He made time for his friends with Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. You know, he had a ministry, but he recognized that you need to relate to people and, you know, have friends and family.
Yes, good. Well, we're going to, has been such a tremendous blessing, Dr. Monica, and I thank God that you was able to come on and be our special guest on today.
Well, thanks so
and
much
just
for
wanted
having
to know,
me.
As we get ready to close on today, if you wouldn't mind to close us out in prayer and just pray for those that are listening on today and pre-adventure, there may be someone that is inspiring to, you know, take that step. They've been desiring to go back to school or desiring to move forward in that which God called them to, if you can lift them up too as well. And so at this time, I'm just going to put it back in your hand, and then we'll just close out and want to say again, thank you ever so, so much for being my special guest on today.
Well, I'm so glad you asked me to be a guest. This has been a blessing to me as well. And as we look for the Lord, Lord, we thank you for this time where we could talk about your gift to us and about being able to be involved in the kingdom of God. We thank you, Lord, that you are a God who gives gifts and a God who uses us, Lord, and doesn't want us to be where we are, but wants us to be moving forward in our destiny, Lord. Help us to have faith in you. Help us to believe and trust in you and your guidance, Lord, that you will never leave us, you will never forsake us, you will never have us without your strength and without the comforter that is the Holy Ghost, Lord. Help us to be what you want us to be. Help us to hear your word and to grow according to your word, so that we can be what you've called us to be. Lord, we know that you are our Father and our Savior and our friend, and we will forever trust your name, Lord, and trust your word, and trust that you have a plan for our lives that is good and that is not harmful for us, Lord. We thank you for all your benefits, for your mercy, for your grace, and we will forever give you the glory and the praise, for you alone are worthy. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And again, thank you ever, ever so, so much for being with us on today. Amen. There you have it. We have had a wonderful lesson on today, a wonderful time with Dr. Monica Davis all the way from Daytona Beach, Florida, a beautiful, beautiful woman of God who I greatly appreciate and had a wonderful opportunity to meet perhaps last month there in Clearwater, Florida. I tell you, children of God, it never was a time before, but this is our time to be all that God called us out to be and to do the things that he called us out to do. And not only that, don't never neglect the time that you can spend some time with family and friends as we share our wonderful gift with those that God has given unto us and even with those that he will bring into our lives. You never know who lives you're going to touch and what type of an impression that you're going to leave on their lives. And so, child of God, as I always would say, it has been, again, another wonderful day that we come together. And as I always would say, if you don't have it, God got it. And you are just one question away from your miracle. All you need to do is just ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find, and knock, and it shall be open unto you. I pray that God will bless you with a no sorrow that will come to your house, yes, on today. And so we're so glad that you joined us and been with us on today. And if God be our help, we pray that you be with us the next time. Invite someone to come and meet us here at home, Helen Arm, Ministry of Empowerment. And so until we meet again, may the blessing of the Lord make you rich and add no sorrow. God bless you is my prayer. Bye-bye.